From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the wake of water shortages, food processors have reduced the number of tomatoes they plan to buy from California farmers. A new government estimate says tomato acreage will be down nearly 4% from the original planting intentions survey released in January, citing water availability concerns. It says, though, planted tomatoes have been developing nicely and the overall crop could still be larger than last year's. The United Fresh Produce Association is voicing concerns that pallet shortages have the potential to affect the availability of produce to consumers. UFPA says the lack of pallets is adding stress to a supply chain already facing significant challenges, like a lack of available trucks and containers, ongoing labor challenges, fluctuating fuel costs, and pandemic-related challenges. The lumber and wood product shortage has increased the cost of raw lumber 200 to 350%. President Biden will meet with President Vladimir Putin as planned on June 16th after holding Russia culpable for the ransomware attack that crippled meatpacker JBS. A White House spokesman tells Agriculture.com the administration is engaging directly with the Russian government on this matter and delivering the message that responsible states do not harbor ransomware criminals. JBS was hit by the attack in North America and Australia, but says our systems are back online and they're not sparing any resources to fight the threat. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.